I wanted to talk a little bit about Snakes on a Plane. It's now out, and I know a lot of people have high hopes for this movie. Do they?
I don't know.
What do you think people are expecting? Are they expecting it just to be a terrible movie? You're buying the ticket to go see a bad movie?
I'm confused. I don't know what people are thinking.
Yeah.
It looks horrible.
When it first came out, when we first saw the previews for it, I think both of us were confused whether it was supposed to be a comedy or not.
Yeah.
And as time's gone by, we've realized it's not a comedy. It's not really a drama. The closest thing it probably is to is an action movie. Or just an excuse to put a whole bunch of snakes and Samuel Jackson on screen together. I don't know. Maybe it was a Hollywood plot to try to get Samuel Jackson bit by one of the snakes and die because he's in so many movies. I don't know.
Who would want something like that?
I don't know, Chris, but there's some evil types out there in Hollywood. You've seen what Mel Gibson is capable of, right?
Yeah.
See?
Kevin Spacey might have been up to it.
You think Kevin Spacey? Yeah. Because of The Negotiator?
Mm-hmm.
Samuel L. totally overshadowed him in that? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's one thing to take note of. If you are expecting a good piece of cinema, you're wrong. It's probably going to be really horrifying. How do I know this? Well, every once in a while, maybe maybe at least once a month, if not more, there's a movie that's released that is not allowed to be screened by the critics. They don't give the critics an advanced copy of it. Now, the reason they don't do that is because they know the critics will tear it apart. So that's as bad of a sign of what a movie's going to do when they don't release it to the critics as having the critics come out and give it one star or no stars or whatever. Not good. Not a good sign at all.
Yeah.
So it hasn't been pre-screened by critics. So it is going to be a piece of garbage, but it's not really, you know, I think it's supposed to be just kind of a, what do they call that, a guilty pleasure? You know, you're just going to go see a bad movie for the sake of seeing a bad movie.
You have $7 you just want to throw away.
Yeah. So it will be number one at the box office this weekend. I have no doubt about that. How much it brings in? A lot. I said $60 million as my first guess.
That's way high.
Yeah, I think I may be a bit off on that.
35 is my bet.
Yeah, I'm back down to the 30s now that I think about it a little bit more. So go see it if you want to, but it's probably going to suck. So just a fair, you know, fair warning there for you, and we'll take care of that for you. So there you go. Snakes on a Plane. What's up? Oh, really? Oh. Petron says that we have one of the actors from Snakes on a Plane on the phone.
Are you
Is that
serious?
Right, Petron? Are you sure? You checked their credentials? Really? Okay. All right, let's see. 6 in the morning. Oh, it's a really bad-sounding rattlesnake.
That's a rattlesnake?
In the phone.
Oh, my.
Is that all you're going to say? Oh. Okay.